already made a way for you. The stone wasn't rolled away for Jesus to come out, but the stone was rolled away so that they could go in. That's very significant and very powerful when we study the resurrection of Jesus the Christ. How the women got up early in the morning seeking Jesus. Bible said, you knock, it shall be opened. You ask, and it shall be given. You seek, and you shall find. That's the push from the pulpit this morning. During this Easter celebration, we have to seek God. Seek him early in the morning. Not just on Easter Sunday morning, but when the Lord wakes you up and you kick them covers off of you on Monday morning, before you even get out the bed, say, God, I thank you for another day's journey. I praise you, God, for waking up my family one more time. Seek the face of God and watch how your day able to move with purpose, able to move with power, and you able to complete the things and the tasks of God with joy. From the pulpit to the pews, we have to seek the face of God. And when you seek God, you put him on top of your agenda, he'll make a way for you. That's what we're here this morning. You got to come to church seeking the face of God. Not the face of the pastor, not the face of the choir, or the person you sit beside, but you come this morning seeking the face of God. And when you come seeking the face of God, you're ready to worship. Even though it's 6 o'clock in the morning, you're still ready to worship. You feel the presence of God early this morning. Before you even had your coffee this morning, and before you even had breakfast this morning, you said, God, I feel your glory this morning while I was coming to church. We have to seek the presence in the face of God. The Bible says, not only that, you have to seek him. The Bible says that the angels said something to them and said, be not afraid, for I know that you all seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, he is risen. And he said, come and see the place where the Lord lay. Yeah. Now, not only you must seek, but you also must speak. Yeah. Seek and speak. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. The angel in the text knew that fear had kicked in with the women. Yeah. They went there ready to mourn the death of their Savior. Yeah. And the angels were open and sincere concerning the condition of the women. Yeah. And the angel said, be not afraid. Yes, Lord. Thank you. In order for God to move as we move forward, yes, we have to be open and earnest with him. Yes. We have to be open and honest with each other. Yes. The angel spoke to the women and said, I can hear you because I can feel you.
Yes, Lord.
The angel saying, fear can block you,
yes,
from feeling as well as receiving the blessings that God has in store for you. Fear can keep you from moving forward.
Yes, Lord.
Fear can keep you from walking into the door that God just opened up for you.
Yes, Lord.
So the angel said, be not afraid.
Yes.
Lord, have mercy.
Thank you.
We must learn how to speak life in the midst of death.
Yes, Lord.
We got to learn how to be positive. And Good Friday was tough. We understand that Jesus, your Savior, they hung him on that old rugged cross. They spit in his face, placed a crown of thorns up on his head. Well, we understand all of that, and they pierced him in the side. It was a dark day on Friday. But Mary, you all got to understand that Sunday is coming.
Oh, have mercy.
We know that Friday was a tough moment for you. We know Friday was a setback, but you all got to understand that Sunday is coming. We know that you all experienced Saturday. Saturday was like a commercial break. Saturday even gave you a pause. Saturday even gave you all a little quietness and a little silence right there. But you got to understand that Sunday is still coming. Lord, y'all about to miss a shot. You got to understand, even in our lives, we have some Friday moments. We have some setbacks. We have some dark moments. We have some shortcomings. We go through some valleys. But you got to declare and decree, I'm going to stand right here. I'm going to wait on God because my Sunday is coming. Lord have mercy. I know it's early in the morning, but you still got to see your Sunday morning. You got to see your resurrection in the text this morning. That's why the angel said, fear not, because your blessing is around the corner. I thank God this morning I got my Sunday morning blessing early this morning. When the Lord woke me up this morning, I got my resurrection Sunday morning blessing. When I was able to look at my wife one more time, I receive my Sunday morning Easter blessing. When I pulled up at the church one more time and the blood is still running warm in my veins, say that. And then the angel said, come. I know you have faith. Faith is not what you don't know, but faith is what you do know. Angel said, come, look in here. Jesus is not in here. He's gone. Faith is not what you don't know, but faith is what you do know. As Christians, we don't have no blind faith. The angel said, we're going to be too positive. The angel said, come inside and see for yourself. Mm-hmm. All this naming and claiming. the angel said, come on in here. And look out in here and see for yourself. Oh, Lord have mercy. And the Bible says that once when they're able to see that Jesus was gone, that Jesus' body wasn't there. The Bible says that they left and told the people in the village that he was risen, that he is risen. So not only you must seek, not only you must speak, but you also must share. Seek, speak, and share. They exit the tomb sharing the good news. Oh, have mercy. They share that he is risen. Whenever you receive good news, you want to share. Computer system where 90% of their stuff went on sale. It was 90% off. Everything in the building. Okay? And they had immediately locked the doors. Amen. But they had to honor the people inside of purchasing on the island. Oh, I mean, my wife, Lord have mercy. Well, she had a credit card, Lord have mercy. And I mean, they were shopping, buying their stuff, 90% off. But it was good news. She was calling folk all on the phone. Y'all, you all need to get here. You need to call her. But they had to do it now. You see? But because it was such good news, she was willing to share it with the saint man. She was, I have located, I have found a place that you can benefit from, because I'm benefiting from it, I'm profiting from it, and I want you to profit from it. The same way with the gospel. The Lord saved you and the Lord saved me. We are benefiting from the gospel. We are profiting from the gospel. We have to share the good news. And I'm glad this morning that somebody shared the good news with you and I. You ought to rejoice this morning that somebody took a little time and shared the word of God with you this morning, because that's the whole purpose of the resurrection of Jesus the Christ. Because your soul has been redeemed. Your soul has been saved and washed in the blood of the Lamb. And I'm glad this morning that's our resurrection message this morning, that we have the good news. And because we have the good news, we have to share the good news. What's the good news, Reverend White? I'm glad that you asked the question. The good news is that they hung him high. They stretched him wide. He hung his head. For me, he died. That's not how the story ends. 3 days later, he rose again with all power in his hand. That's the good news that we have to share. And when you share the good news, share it with excitement. Share it with joy. Let the people know that the God that we serve, he's a loving God, he's a kind God, he's a forgiving God, and he's a wonderful God. He is risen. And how I know he's risen? Because he lives in my soul. I know God is real. I know he's real because I can feel him deep down within. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the resurrection message. We're going to seek, we're going to speak, and we're going to share. We have the good news. Thank you, God, for rolling the stones away. Objects and things that seem as if cannot be moved, shift them right now in the lives of your people. Father, we thank you for making ways for us. As we share your good news, we share with joy. We share with conviction. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for this new day. We claim the victory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Maybe you're here this morning before we even close out, and you're not saved. Maybe you want to come and exit from church activities to surrendering, having a relationship with God. Doing Easter Sunday morning, you want to come and say, God, I need to exit from religion to relationship.
All right.
That's real seeking. You want to come and and say, God, I've been seeking stuff. And I learned this morning that I need to be seeking you. And God, I want to come and repent of my sins. I want to come this Easter Sunday morning. Get back on course with you. I need you, God, to hit my reset button. Give an opportunity to come. Maybe you're early this morning, Easter Sunday morning, Easter celebration, and you're searching for a church home. And you want to come and be a part of our church family. Come through Christian experience. Come through church letter. Come because the Lord is speaking to you right now, saying, this is it. This is perfect timing. You seek Him, you speak Him, and you share. Let us stand on over the church. While we sing, come. In the name of Jesus, we lift up Sister Sean and Shania. Pray God to continue, Lord, to hear their cry as they seek you. Honor their request. You say, seek and we shall find. We love you, God. We praise you. We give you the glory for being a promise of keeping God. Your text says, God, you are risen just like you said. You shall rise on the third day. You are promising keeping God. God, you promise us good health. You promise us God delivers. You promise us God healing. Pray God that the Lord will supply every need. Provide for us. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. our food.